I've always heard that the project was for low-income people that didn't make very much money. So I know that I have a little house out there and wants to get empty. And really would be a bad point. And I wonder why, if that is supposed to be a low-income, because mine, it's a small place, and it, I don't pay no utility bills for nobody over there. They pay their own. And they finish their own heat. Just like you do anywhere else, you know. But maybe maybe mine is a little bit, the rent may not be as high as theirs. Well, where in other words, I think this is basically this. If I rent it, say, for $50 a month, or whatever I rent it for, well, if he make $100 a week, he still would just pay that $50 a month. But I think one of the basic things that people would like, what they really find out about the project, that they are based on their income. They may be on an income that's very low when they move in, and then if they get something done, of course they have to pay more. And then they can't, some people can't understand why they have to pay more. But in the first place, it says for low income, you know?
Are there certain streets or neighborhoods in town where rich people could live?
I would think so, according to history. What I read down through the years, that we have one section, or I know that most of the richer people in Troyville, which is called Hillcrest. That's where the doctors, lawyers, and so forth live back in there. We know they have more money than anybody.
Yeah. Where do most of the middle class people live?
Well, I tell you, you really got me now when you said middle class. Because if I see it now, it ain't but two classes. And there's a rich and poor
cause. There's a rich and poor cause. There's way this inflation going night. If it don't stop, it ain't gonna be no middle class.
But either middle class people are people who, I would think, have fairly good jobs, nice, decent homes, place to, you know, really have something to kind of lean themselves on and don't have to have an income from the government, you know, unless they retired or something. I would think that's what you would call a middle class person.
So they would live in Troy, probably in places other than the project, where the poor people would live in Hillcrest, where the richer people would live?
Yeah, I feel that the richer people live in Hillcrest. Now, it's a lot of people, they have counted, maybe, no doubt, as middle-class people, but they are very poor people. Because what can you do with a house or with a home once you buy it, if you pay it, if you bought it when things were cheap, and you were lucky enough to buy a home when things were cheap, now it's been really got wrapped in so much inflation. So how you can't eat this house? Neither can nothing come through this house to help you progress. If you just got a house, that's that. But you know, it's really kind of, I think it's kind of silly that some people can't get help because they got a house. Mm-hmm. And just because they live in a house. But that house don't mean a thing but a shelf over your head.
That's true.
It really doesn't have anything to do with your living. Unless you have houses,
yeah.
Which means more than one, and has an income coming in from those houses. That's the only way a house can help you, other than just being a shed over your head and keeping you from having to pay rent. And taxes getting to be so high now, so I tell you, it sound like you're paying rent and never getting paid for.
That's true. It's hard to get